Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office of Rideau Carlton Raceway. You know, Prince Edward Island is a beautiful place to visit, and the racing there is so much fun because, absolutely, it's an island that has given us so many stars. There's such a tradition, but boy, don't let the tradition make you think that they're not forward-thinking out there. Wait till you hear what they're up to on the island. Welcome back to Trot Radio. Not only is Prince Edward Island a bedrock of harness racing, it is now on the cutting edge. With me on the other end of my line is Lee Drake of Harness Racing PEI to tell us about some very exciting things, particularly going on at Summerside, where going to the races is going to be an experience like none other. How you doing, Lee?
Norm, it's always great to talk to you.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Tell us about what I, as a fan, can expect when I walk into the doors of Summerside at Red Shores.
Well, I'll tell you what, Norm, very, very proud of properties here in Prince Edward Island, and the newest property is something that really has a lot of history on Prince Edward Island and the rest of Canada, because as you know, at Summerside Raceway, harness racing there has been taking place since 1886. So when you look at the great history and heritage that we have, but now when you walk through the doors there, we have a brand new complex there. As a matter of fact, Mayor Basil Stewart and a number of other executives of Standardbred Canada, including Ted Smith and programs and Standardbred Canada directors, had an opportunity to go for a tour just recently. And when you go through, you're going to find a brand new grandstand entertainment complex there that offers racing, dining, slots, and poker.
But there's more than that.
Absolutely. And you'll see now on the backstretch as well, where, as you know, a couple of years ago, the racing surface, which is one of the best in Canada as well, and that was redesigned. And now, with the brand new paddock and chip-in barns that have been put in there, and all the great things that are tied into the backstretch, which are second to none anywhere, Norm. I have to be honest with you. I mean, if you have a look at this operation and the infrastructure that has been put in place there, simply amazing. So, levels of government came on board, the industry, Prince County Horsemen's Club certainly played a major role in that, and from all of us working together here, and what we have in terms of an overall picture is really something to say. Not only that, the racing side of it, or entertainment complex, is tied into another world-class facility, Credit Union Place, just next door, and that is everything from, you know, hockey arena to bowling alleys to swimming pools, and
And it all connects, right?
That's right. It's all connected. So it really, from a customer standpoint and what we have to offer the consumer, is really something else.
You're being a little modest because I'm excited about this, and I'm excited for the industry about this. Because let's face it, we have got to stop preaching to the choir. They're always going to be there. We need new converts. Joe Fan, first-timer, walks in. He sees a wellness center, swimming pools, saunas, gym, squash courts, walking track, as you said, bowling alley. You know, he could go in there, have a nice relaxing sauna, then head out to the track, and it'll be nice and relaxed when he makes his or her handicapping decision, whatever the case may be. It's an overall experience that you're creating here, and I think that a lot of people in this industry are going to look at Summerside and say, hey, we got to get us one of these.
Well, you're right, and I think from a standpoint of infrastructure and what we have to offer in terms of amenities, but also you hit it, you hit the nail right on the head there. And you know, from a marketing standpoint of what we're trying to do with Summerside and with Charlottetown in terms of the properties, is that we're going to be designing packages so that the new consumer that's coming in has all of those, whether it's swimming pools and saunas and gyms and squash courts. Yes, we're certainly positioned in that such a way. Our size really, really matters in this case, because we can do all those things in a very close proximity. You can get them to a golf course, if you will. You can get them to a meetings or conference events. We've really stepped up and said, look, you want a great experience that includes harness racing or includes all the different entertainment options that we have. We're going to package those, and when you come out, we're going to be the forefront of that, but you know, you'll have an opportunity to do it in beautiful facilities with a fresh new approach and a presentation like no other. And let's face it, Norm, you said it. If we're going to make changes and we're going to be serious about getting new customers in, not only do we have to, do that with infrastructure, but we also have to take the time to say, look, what is unique? How do we package it? And how do we sell it?
Well, you know, that is so true. And here's another thing that I love. You've got your gaming room. It's got the VLTs. It's got two poker tables, which every track in Canada is probably salivating over, except for maybe Fraser Downs. I think they've got a full-blown casino over there. But here's the thing that I love. Even your gaming room has got a Standardbred racing motif, flat screen TVs showing live and simulcast harness racing. So you're intertwining the two, and you're always putting racing at the forefront. Right on.
Well, you know, we looked at that, and as you know, there's similarities between our poker players and our horse players. There's more of a similarity there with that. It also has two great marketability ideas, including that poker players seems to, and it's been around as long as horse racing, let's face it.
Yeah.
But it takes a different demographic. If we can get that demographic that's excited about our product and really combine those two products, then we have the potential of getting new customers through the door.
And not only that, the poker player is going to be, I think, more inclined to bet on harness racing because both are cerebral forms of gambling.
Absolutely. There's more of a connect there between those two players. We just didn't marry them up yet in terms of those. But those presentations, what you're going to find, whether it's in Summerside or in Charlottetown, you're going to find that if you'd like to buy a ticket on a horse racing event and sit down at a poker table and enjoy your evening in that, you can see the action and get your tickets there right there. So it is the opportunity of going in with certainly a new presentation. And, Norm, we're very excited about this season because, our division, our management structure has changed, as you know, at Red Shores. We have one team now. We're going to be introducing a number of new things during our live presentations, including value plays and new bets that...
tell us about that. You guys are introducing, what, I heard a pick four or something?
Well, we're doing a pick four, and we're doing a pick six, which is standard in racing, of course. But some of the betting promotions that we have, as you know, we tie in a lot of our racing into promotional plays per that night. So if you're in on the first four races, you can buy into a ticket called the Play 4, and we tie it into other great island experiences. So you got to come to Prince Edward Island to get it, but when you're here, you'll also get another island experience. That's new for us. We're also going to introduce a new promotion called Wild Horses, and what it is going to start on our feature event. And so you get a ticket. That's the regular part of it. Then you're offered another ticket called if you want to go wild in that race, and it gives you the opportunity. It's an instant pick. And if that comes in, you get the winning pool, the winning payout, but we also tie it to another promotion on that night, or another prize, if you will. So it's just another way for us to really engage our customers, let them know that we are doing something new. We have our racing hosts back. We've got an educational program going in there. All those things that I think racetracks at some point, we all fell into it, was, you know, we know the product very well, of course, but we also have to put ourselves in the shoes of new people coming in. How are they going to know it? So that's our focus this year at our tracks and our entertainment complex. We're really excited about it.
Here's the thing that's so key as to what you said. You're trying to make it easy for the passive fan to understand. I always try and draw the parallel to somebody like myself that goes to a Home Depot. Now, let's understand one thing. When it comes to handyman work, I am beyond challenged.
I'm with you on that.
I can go to a Home Depot and say, you got the thing that goes in the thing with the thing, and they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they probably do.
You people and others in this industry, the thing that's going to really separate us is the ability to make that fan understand that harness racing doesn't have to be necessarily reading hieroglyphics.
Well, right, and, if we are putting all the effort, Norm, as you know, of getting into getting the new fan base and getting here, and let's face it, what we're doing here is no different from, and maybe other tracks and other areas are already doing it, but we're teaming up with tourism. We're taking a direct link. We know that there are customers that are coming to Prince Edward Island, and they are looking for things to do. Well, we have to be part of the game. Now, you can be out there and saying, oh, well, we offer this, we offer this. Yes, but are you really part of the game? Have you talked to your tourism Charlottetown in this case, or your tourism Summerside? Have you said, look, we have packages to offer? If you haven't, that's the first thing you need to do. And secondly, we really want to step up and say, look, if you're going on a tour of our properties or you're coming here for a live racing event, we need to ensure that if you don't know what you're doing or would like to get some help, that we have those people there to help you. Because if you, you know how you'd feel if you went into a place and your first experience wasn't a very good experience, the chances of you coming back are probably slim.
Well, that's the old thing about first impression. What's going on at Charlottetown?
Charlottetown, of course, we've had some qualifying events already. Our first live event is coming up on April 24th. Summerside, by the way, launches on May 26th.
Okay.
And we can't wait to get rolling there. We've got another exciting year based on the tracks and what we're offering our groups that are coming in here, not only in live racing presentations either. But we have some other things, some value plays that we're going to launch. You'll hear some more about those as we get down to opening day. And also, we're looking at and really embracing some of the new technology that we have between our two facilities. So we're looking forward to it. We have some unique series, racing series. One's going to be coming back in the fall. It's brand new. So we've been working with the industry groups and everyone involved. And we align ourselves with, we feel that if you have a plan and you feel that you can do something to help us increase traffic and get involved with the racing, then we want to see you. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about working together and coming together with great ideas and sharing those ideas, Norm.
Well, you guys have really done that. There is no question about that. I could talk to you about this for the next hour because it's very exciting. It's very groundbreaking. Keep us posted on how you're doing, and who knows, hopefully maybe this summer we might make a jaunt out to PEI.
Well, we'd love to see you, and you know, our signature race at Governor's Plate is even going to have a new logo this year, and with the brand new facilities that are taken there, I love the headline on it. I don't think it could say any better, sensational Summerside. And we look forward to seeing you at Red Shores on beautiful Prince Rhode Island anytime, Norm.
Lee Drake of Harness Racing PEI, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
My pleasure.